what makes the Donna Clayton, the Donna Clayton? How did she get to who she who you are today?
Woo! How much time do I have? That's a long story.
Yeah, you got just in a brief story. You could share where did you grow up at and okay.
So I grew up and part of my life was in San Pedro, and then I moved when I was 10 years old to Anaheim, and I grew up in a broken home. And so my journey with God was a little rocky in the beginning.
Yeah.
I always knew that God existed, mm-hmm. but my life, was very broken. My life, I didn't meet my dad until I was 13 years old.
Mm.
And my stepfather was not the best father figure most of the time when we were growing up. So I had a very distorted idea of what a father figure was. And, when God comes into your life, that's the number one thing he wants to be, is your Abba Father,
Right,
so
yeah.
It took me a while to recognize, what that looked like and what it meant. So what happened is, when I was 19 years old, after, just going through kind of a rebellious stage, I guess you could call it, I found myself in a very empty place. The partying was getting old. The clubbing was not doing anything for me. I was looking for love in all the wrong places. And finally, I just hit my rock bottom. And I thought, there has to be more to life than this.
Right. Yeah.
There has to be more. And so it was in those questioning and in those moments where I found myself back in church. And the Spirit of God just came over me and grabbed a hold of my life. And I just surrendered my all to the Lord. And for me, I'm the type that, go big or go home, That's my motto. So I was all in with God, And something miraculous took place in my life, but it's not a surprise. It's what the Word of God says, The Word of God calls it being born again. And so that's exactly what took place in my life. I was starting to become born again.
Awesome.
And my desires changed. The things that I wanted to do, I stopped doing. Mm-hmm. The things that I thought I wanted, I didn't want anymore. And God was just filling me with his presence, with his love. And that's where my faith journey began,
Wow. That's I didn't know any of that. That is incredible. Wow. So now you shared your childhood, it wasn't so good. It was a broken home, now you're at this stage in your life. This is kind of the middle part
mm-hmm.
of your life, right?
Right.
So, what happened after that? What did you find? What was your favorite interest, or what did you do after all that?
Well, I have these crazy thoughts that come into my head, and one of those thoughts was, man, I really wish I could work for a ministry. So after I got saved, I was dying to work for a ministry. I was where can I work for a ministry? And I heard this announcement on The Fish, and they said that they wanted to hire prayer partners. And I thought, you get paid to pray? Oh my gosh, where do I sign up? I thought, that is the coolest job ever, So I called them. I got hired as a prayer partner, did that for 2 years.
Yeah.
And, kind of worked my way up at TBN. I became the prayer supervisor after I graduated college with my communication degree.
Yeah.
And they basically hired me right after I graduated college as a full-time job. And I was working as a prayer supervisor. But I had this crazy desire in my heart where I really wanted to be a TV host. So before I got saved, I thought I was going to be a news anchor. But then God started changing my desires, But so I still majored in communication.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really feel led to pursue the news anchor job, the reporter job. But I had this desire to be on camera. I really wanted to be on camera, mm-hmm. do something with hosting, So God opened that door right there at TBN. Mm-hmm. I started volunteering my time with Juice TV, which is the youth network at TBN. And as I was being a prayer supervisor. Mm-hmm. So then one day in 2015, the head production manager at TBN
mm-hmm.
called, and he said he wanted to meet with me. And whenever this guy calls you, it's a big deal,
Wow.
So I was okay, what's about to take place right now?
Yeah.
And he proceeded to tell me that they were going to open up this new network called TBN Salsa, and that it was going to reach the Hispanic American community. And he asked me if I wanted to run it. And
wow.
I said, me? Mm-hmm. And he was talking to me. He wanted me to run it. So it was in that moment, and I was going through a really different season of my life where I felt a little dry. Has anyone ever been there?
Yeah.
And I was feeling really dry. Like, I knew that I wanted to work for God. And I knew that I was where I was supposed to be, in the prayer department at TDN. But what I was doing wasn't fulfilling me. I felt like there's more to me than what I'm doing right now. You know, like, I hadn't reached my full potential. And so I started praying, and I was like, okay, God, like, you got to do something here.
Yeah.
And I almost felt like it was like a cry. Like, you know, have you ever had those moments where you cry out to the Lord and you just say, like, please do something, you know? And that was kind of me. That was me in that moment. Like, please, like, do something in my life. I need something different. And so then I had that meeting with the head production manager.
Wow.
So that was like my open door.
Right.
And when he told me that, it was like a light bulb went off in my head. And I said, God said to me, this is what you've been praying for. This is your open door. This is your golden ticket. Go for it. And so my crazy desire was that Donna Clayton was going to have a Christian talk show where she could brag about the Lord. And so when that light bulb went off, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I wrote up a proposal as best as I knew how,
yeah.
and I presented it to my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And my first job assignment was to look for content for the network.
Wow.
So I said, I have this idea of this show. What do you think? And he basically grabbed the paper out of my hand, and he glanced at it. He didn't even read it fully. And he's like, okay. Okay. Just like that. It was so easy. And I just thought, like, wow, Lord. And I was, like, in shock. For like a whole day, I was like in shock, like, did this just really happen?
Wow.
Pinch myself. So that's how Faith with Flavor was born. A lot of,
gosh.
You know, people know me from Faith with Flavor. They know
right.
that
yeah.
I'm the Christian talk show host. And I have met so many amazing people through that show.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you, Gloria, I'm sure you
yeah.
met so many amazing testimonies of people that just share their heart. And
I've met a lot of different people. I mean, from, you know, people to your caliber, which is like famous, you know, and to people that are not so famous, that
mm-hmm.
they are doing extraordinary works in their arena,
for the kingdom, right?
Yes, for the kingdom. So yeah, I love what I do, to be honest. If you guys are not aware, we actually are filming live and in front of a live audience. So we
yeah.
have friends here in the audience with us, and it's kind of a different feel today. But I love what I do, and I love the people that I meet, and we're really enjoying your story, actually.
Oh, thank you, Gloria.
Yeah.
It's the Lord, you know. He writes our own individual stories, and He does amazing things. All he needs is a willing vessel. That's all he needs. That's all he asks. Just be willing.
Yeah.
And if your heart is right, he'll use you.
Yeah. And you speak as well. You yes. go around preaching and speaking and ministering in different venues?
Yes, I do. I love, love, love inspiring women and men alike.
Yeah.
But there's something about when I just get together and I'm able to speak in front of women where I just feel like the Spirit of God comes upon me, and it's not even me. It's not even Donna Clayton. It's
yeah.
just the Spirit of God living inside of me that just speaks and, you know, empowers and encourages these women, like, to go after their dreams.
Yeah.
Because that's something that he's done with me. Like, I grew up very poor. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
We used to take the bus everywhere. You know, my mom, sometimes she didn't have enough food to feed herself and us.
Oh my
so
gosh.
We would get fed, and then she wouldn't eat. So I grew up very poor, and I've traveled the world. I've seen
wow.
a lot of amazing things. I mean, God has done amazing things in my life, and I'm only 30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. You were just traveling. I was seeing pictures of you traveling around. Maybe.
Yeah. I went to Israel, which was a total dream come true.
Yeah.
So I feel like my message to women is just, you know, dream big, because you serve a big God.
Definitely.
And if you can see it, then you can do it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Totally. Yes.
Wow.
So you're married.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet?
We met through mutual friends when I was 16 years old.
Oh.
And so, you know, during that time, it was kind of like my wild years, and
mm-hmm.
There came a point in my life where I just literally had to drop everything and everybody, including my friends,
yeah.
including, like, just everyone that I was hanging out with, because sometimes you got to do really crazy things, like, in order to seek after God, you know, like, drop everyone and just focus on Him. So that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And He was one of them. Like, I just kind of dropped Him. And little did I know that He was going to come back. He was just there waiting for me. So after I got saved, you know, we kind of reconnected and we got back in touch. And the rest is history, like they say.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you're only 30 years old and you have done a lot already. Goodness gracious. I mean, you were, you know, you went through this broken home as a child. You know, you grew up and, you know, you meet the man of your dreams.
Yes.
You know, and you've traveled the world. You've spoke in big stages.
Yes.
You know? And
by the grace of God.
But you know what? God is not done with that yet. Amen. He is totally not done with that. You know, and I see you doing way more. Amen. You've got a lot of experience under your belt. You're still very young. You know, I mean, I wish I did all that when I was your age. I wasn't even close to that. But you know what? There's still there's still more to your journey. So there's going to be more wisdom, and more input, more mentoring. Amen. And I really, guys, for me, we get a lot of information going out into the universe and on Facebook and social media and all that, but we don't get enough mentoring. Okay, and that's where we need good women who've got some good experience under their belt. You know, like Donna Clayton, bring her into your ministries and have her speak to your youth and your women and people like that, because she's got that journey already under her, the knowledge and the journey already under her belt, you guys.
Amen. Yeah, it's something so beautiful, you know, what He's done with my life. And I'm just one story out of many stories,
yeah.
You know, of people that surrender their lives to God and God just blows their mind. It's an adventure to follow God. I just posted this on my Instagram the other day where I said, if you think that being a Christian is boring, whoever said that to you lied to you. Because it is not boring whatsoever. It is an adventure with God, and you just don't know what's headed your way, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And I mean, I've been through all kinds of craziness in my journey with the Lord, but I don't regret any of it. You know, and I love all the adventures that I had, even if they were painful.
Yes, you know? Amen. Yeah, because it's in those seasons of pain where you have growing pains, right? And God does something amazing in you. I love the scripture that says He will give you beauty for your ashes.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have beauty without those ashes, right? So some things have to die in our lives. Yeah. And even though it hurts and it's so painful when we're in that season, and we don't want to be in that season, you know, but when those things start to die, then we have those ashes to give to God. It's like we give them to Him as like our offering, like, here it is, God.
Yeah.
Take it. And then He just gives us beauty in return. He's such a good God.
Look at the expression on her face when she talks about God. Like, she is.
I love Him. Yeah. He's my first love. I love my husband, but He is not my first love. Jesus is my first love.
Yeah, you could tell, because you come alive when you're talking about God, you know, and that's where you. I mean, you guys, if you don't come alive when you're talking about God, it's something you know, but you can see that on your face when you're talking about the things of the Lord and your journey in God and things like that, you know. And we all know that, you know, some of our journey isn't perfect, right?
Right.
You know, there's a learning process in that journey.
Yes.
But I want to know, tell us some more, tell us some meaty stuff. Okay. What makes Donna Clayton, like, you know, what is the personality that you got to have some grit, girl, because you've been through some stuff.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
I think because I've been through so much, like, I'm a very humble person. Like, I've gotten that, and I'm not, I hate saying it because I don't want people to think that I'm boasting or anything, but I'm just going to be honest. Like, a lot of people, you know, when they meet me, they're like, gosh, you're so genuine and you're so humble. And I'm like, well, I can't be anything but that because God has brought me out of nothing, you know? So it's like he's writing my story, he's building my life, but really I'm just an ordinary Orange County girl, you know, that loves Jesus, you know? I'm no better than you. I'm no better than anybody. And so I think, yeah, it's just that humbleness, and I'm a very loyal person. Like, I'll ride with you. I'll be there for you, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think people can relate to that because everybody needs somebody. We all need somebody to hold our hand, to be there for us. And yeah, I like to be that person.
Yeah. You know, here's something that I want to ask you. If you think about, we were just in a lesson with Juanita, and the lesson was kind of asking the question, what would your friends say about you, who you are, who Donna Clayton is? What would your friends say that makes you, what was the question? The question was, what would you say?
It's like when Jesus said, but who do you say that I am?
Oh, that's good. I like that. Yeah. That's very good. I think they would say that I'm loyal and that I'm pure-hearted. A lot of people tell me that. They use the word purity to describe me. And I think that's not something that I've acquired. I think it's just something that I was born with. It's almost like a spiritual gift, I feel like.
Yeah.
Like there's certain qualities that people have that you can't teach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're either born with it or you're not. And I think that's one for me that I would say, only because I've heard it being said about me.
Oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. I can see you guys there. Hi.
Hey, Brittany. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Definitely. So, you know, first of all, I want you to share your eyelashes, because
woohoo, you are identity.
Because you are on a new kind of journey.
You're
transitioning. That's one thing. But then I wanted to give our sitting-in audience the opportunity to ask you some questions. You
know, sure.
Little questions, easy ones. But you know, share with us what you're doing, what's going on with eyelashes.
Okay. Well, God is good. I'll say that.
Of you guys know me. You know that, like, you know, I love my clothes and my hair. A little bit of makeup, but like, and every once in a while I do the eyelashes, but like, I am not like a hair and makeup girl.
Well, I wasn't either, and then I started looking at myself on TV, and I looked dead.
See, I need to learn that.
And I thought, okay, someone needs to help me here. So, thank God, you know, God brought around some amazing people.
Yes.
To help get me ready and stuff, but it taught me, like, you know, I do like getting dolled up, you know?
Yeah.
I like feeling beautiful, but Queen Identity was actually more, it's more than just a makeup brand. I see it as a ministry to really reach women.
Yes.
But I'll tell you the story, Gloria. About, I want to say almost 6 months ago now, I had a dream. And God speaks to me in dreams. I don't know about you, but for me, it's dreams and the Word of God. And so He spoke to me very vividly in this dream, and I know that it was a dream of God because it was colorful. I saw color. I saw the green grass, I saw the blue sky, and I was in this room. It was a day where I was in ministry, so I was traveling the world, speaking at places, and then I made it to this room that had a bunch of windows. And as soon as I entered this room, I started walking into this room, and then I saw this door. And at that door, Jesus started walking towards me.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as He started walking towards me, the first thing I did was I got on my knees, because that's what you do. You bow down before the King, right? So I started kneeling down before the King.
Yeah.
And He had this beautiful gold crown.
Oh.
The most gorgeous gold crown I've ever seen. I mean, this crown was larger than life. It had gemstones. It almost looked like a king's crown.
Right.
But it was a queen's crown.
Wow.
And He puts it on my head as I'm kneeling down before Him. And He tells me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just felt like, oh Lord, like what are you doing? You know, like I was like so happy in this dream. And He says to me, he says, Donna, from the very first moment that you said yes to me and you decided to follow me, it was from that moment that I crowned you and I made you a queen because of who I am. I'm your king, he said to me. And when I woke up, and as soon as he said those words, I woke up. And when I woke up, Gloria, it wasn't an ordinary day. I mean, I was on cloud nine. I felt so empowered. I felt unstoppable. I felt unshakable. I felt like I could do anything in the world that I wanted to do. I even looked over at my husband and I said, babe, I just had the most amazing dream. And I was just glowing that day, that whole day, that confidence would not leave me.
Wow.
And I kept meditating on that dream and thinking about it. And I thought, what if every woman could feel like I felt in this dream?
Yeah.
How could I make them feel this way? And God said to me, well, if their identity is queen because of who I am, then they will feel that way. And so Queen Identity was born.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And so I know that makeup isn't everything, Gloria, because it's not. Mm. Beauty starts on the inside. Good. It's inner.
Yeah.
Inner beauty. If your inner beauty is there, then it will come out on the outside, right?
Yeah.
You have to be beautiful on the inside first. Mm. But makeup sure does help to make us feel beautiful, make us feel valued, make us feel confident. You know?
Yes.
And so I started as a beauty brand because, let's be honest, a girl has to make money, okay? I gotta make a living. But I do see it, Gloria, as like being this amazing ministry where I could really empower women and have workshops and just teach them their identity in Christ, their true identity in Christ. They are all queens. You are a queen.
Yeah.
You watching are a queen. You guys over there are queens.
Amen.
We're all queens. And so if we could recognize our true identity in Christ, there is nothing in this world that we cannot do.
Yeah.
We have that power inside of us because of who lives inside of us.
Amen. Amen, amen, girlfriend. Amen. Amen. That is, I love the story. I really love the story.
Thank you.
But share with us.
So I started with lashes because lashes is just the easiest thing. Well, for me at least. For some girls, they said it wasn't. But for me, I just thought lashes is easy. So I'm wearing currently the Donna lash. I don't know if you could see. I'm a little far away. But I'm wearing the Donna lash right now. And basically, they just come in these really cute little bags.
That is cute.
And everything is larger than life, just like that crown that I saw. I really wanted to mimic my dream. And so even the brand, the logo, is a girl putting a crown on and looking in the mirror.
That is cute.
Because God crowned me just like this girl. She's crowning herself. That's exactly how God crowned me. Mm-hmm. He put this gold crown on my head, and she's looking in the mirror, and she knows that she is a queen. So I hope and pray that every time anybody grabs any of my stuff, my merchandise, that they will see themselves like that girl in that picture. And so it's very gaudy, you know, very gold and beautiful for a queen, because only queens deserve this, right? And so this is a Charlize lash. This is probably my most natural looking lash. It's for everyday wear. Now, what makes my eyelashes different from like any other lash that you would buy at the store is the fact that these are reusable. So you can wear them up to 30 times and get really good bang for your buck, you know, because if you take care of them properly, you make sure that the glue is off of the lashes, then you can wear these a bunch of times.
Yeah.
So this is my first style, this the Charlize. And then inside also comes instructions, care instructions on how to care for your lashes. So, and then there's the Queen Identity
logo.
Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah. And so
I love the little bags.
I started with three of them, and this one right here is the Christine lash. And this one is beautiful too because it's very soft, mink, and it gives you that really cute cat eye for when you want to, you know, get all glammed up with your makeup looks.
Oh, yeah. I like
and,
the cat eye.
You know, I think, you know, us Christian women, we just love to get ready. Like, we go to events, and I've been to some conferences where, I mean, these girls look like they're about to meet the president, you know? They look so good. So I know you ladies out there like to get ready. And then the last style, last but not least, is the Donna lash, named after yours truly.
Awesome.
And this one, I love it. I mean, I personally love it, not just because it's my name, but because it really fits my eye very well. And it gives me that glam look, but it's like, you could wear it like every day, but you could also wear it like on a night out.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and they're very full and beautiful. So that's the Donna Lash right there. And that's it. I started with those. I'm working right now currently on liquid lipsticks. And I'm eventually going to have a brush set for when you do your makeup.
Wow.
And a palette, an eyeshadow palette, and a bunch of fun stuff. It's just, it's the Lord, you know?
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord.
Yeah, I could see this, you know, I can see you ministering on stage and having this, you know, little boutique, you
yeah.
know, done. And I mean, this is awesome.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you for the platform and allowing me to share my story. This is actually the first time I've ever shared it publicly. So
oh,
thank
really?
You so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you guys, that are out there listening, You guys know me, you know how I am, and you know, I am wanting to get the word out there to all the girls, to all the ministers, actually, really, you know, if you're ministering, preaching the gospel and things like that, we need to work together. Like
Amen.
We need we're comrades. We're
Amen.
not you know, fighting against each other. We're a team, we're together. We need to be in unity, and it's only through togetherness and supporting one another, you know, and you know, I went through my own stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt it strong in my heart to just get in there and just start to mentor and support people, and you know, this was born.
Wow.
That's how this was born. You know, and I have the example of a lot of great people out there that you know, gave me the visual of what that looks like on social media and things, and you know, and I'm grateful for that as well, because you know, I'm a different generation.
Yeah.
I, you know, I'm 53 years old, so I learned the social media just by watching other millennials, you know, work their social media,
mm-hmm.
and I felt like this is the time and space in life,
mm-hmm.
where we need to not be against it, but we need to learn how to work it. We need
right.
to know, understand
embrace
it, embrace it,
yes.
use it, and you know, and all those things. The millennials, they already know how to do that.
Yeah, and I love how you said support each other, because that's really the bottom line.
Yeah.
Christians, us, we just have to be united.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like division shouldn't even be a part of our vocabulary, because that's what the enemy does, right?
Exactly.
He came to steal, kill, and destroy, but God came to give us life and life more abundantly. So
yeah.
if we would unite, and like you said, support each other
yeah.
on our journeys, and be there for each other, man, we could change the world.
Seriously, yeah, for reals. But you know, we're all so grateful that you're here. But I wanted to give the opportunity for the sit-in. We have we're behind. There's there's people here with us, and they want to ask Donna Clayton some questions, and maybe you online
bring
you
it on.
May want to ask a question. So yeah, you guys, anybody here want to ask?
I'm gonna let the ladies go first.
What a gentleman in Ohio. Praise God. Let's see, what can I ask? What will you say to a young lady who's watching, who doesn't really know Jesus, but she knows that she has a God-given talent that she's not currently utilizing? What would you say to that young lady?
Well, first of all, the first thing I would say is fall in love with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And he will not disappoint you.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we feel that way, it's because there's a void in our hearts that only God can fill.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether that be a talent or maybe a heartbreak or something that they're going through that is making them feel like they're not enough,
mm-hmm.
that is because the missing puzzle piece of their life is Jesus, you know? And once he comes in, it's like you're in this cocoon, and you're a caterpillar, right? In this cocoon, and God is preparing you, and he's molding you into what he wants you to be. And when you're ready, like, you're going to open up your wings and you're going to fly and you're going to be the most beautiful butterfly that ever walked this earth, you know? So I would just encourage you to seek after God, be a woman after God's own heart, and allow God's love to transform your life from the inside out. And then you will be able to reach your full potential.
I'm pretty sure you've had some roadblocks in your journey.
Yes.
What would you say to those people listening and watching right now? What would you tell them about their roadblocks and people bringing them down or not giving them a chance? Mm, what would you tell them to keep striving?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I would change your vocabulary. Don't call it a roadblock. Call it a pivot.
Ooh,
because a roadblock sounds really harsh, right? But a pivot is just a shift in your direction. So what God is doing is he's just shifting you in a different direction. I'm actually in that season right now, to be honest with you. God is shifting me in a different direction, and now I'm on entrepreneur mode, girl boss, you know?
There you go.
But you know what? I feel so empowered. And so if you look at it with different lenses and you see it the way that God wants you to see it, as like, okay, I know what the Word of God says. The Word of God says, all things work together for my good because I am a child of the Most High God and I know what my true identity is. Then what happens to me is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a pivot.
Yeah.
And God is turning me to the other direction, and that's okay. Yeah. That's not a bad thing. So we just got to change our mindset a little bit.
Did you have a question, Claudia?
My question goes back to the eyelashes.
Okay.
Do you plan on expanding the shades of colors for the eyelashes so that some would be dark brown and not black?
You know what? I hadn't thought of that, but that actually sounds like a great idea. Yes. Would you wear the dark brown?
Yes. Okay. I think the black would be too much contrast for me.
Okay, very good. Good to know. Thank you so much for your feedback. I appreciate that.
Awesome. So, you know, first of all, I'm actually very, I've been paying attention to everything you said, your choice of words, and I can tell you that you are a daughter of the King.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Me, myself, as a pastor, I've had a hard time with women sharing the word. Because, you know, and you said something very key, that we should not be divided. Mm-hmm. And it's been a struggle at some points for me to talk to some of the leadership in the Christian community about women sharing the word, because they come out at me with verses from the Apostle Peter about women should not say anything. And I don't see it that way. I really don't see it that way. As a matter of fact, one of the ladies here was talking about, and scripture says, if people won't worship God, the rock will worship God.
Right.
And to me, we're made in his image and in his likeness, so we're a lot more important than rocks.
Amen.
We have a calling to tell the world that there is a God and that he wants to use everybody. Now, earlier, as you were speaking, God gave me this verse, and here comes my question after this verse. It's on the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 20. It says, Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all living things, of all living humans. And it's amazing to me to watch someone like yourself, because I think you really understand this concept. You put Jesus behind everything you do.
Amen.
So my question to you would be, what would you tell the Christian community? Because I really hate to see us being divided. I think us, we have the great God.
Right.
And we're so divided in so many issues. But on this particular issue of women sharing the word, I would want to know what you would want to tell those people that are just so against women sharing the word. And that would be my question to you.
Well, I first off, thank you for that. That's a really great question. And second off, I agree with you. I don't think that scripture really backs up, you know, women being subordinates or being less than. Like, I feel like, you know, that scripture that says that in Christ there's no Jew, no Greek, you know, we're all the same in His eyes. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, if you're a male or female or, you know, whatever you are. It's just a matter of the heart, you know. It's like with David, you know, in I think it's 2 or 1 Samuel,
yeah,
where God's saying, you know, man looks out the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And so we shouldn't, you know, it's such a, I feel like it's like almost like an evil spirit in a way, because it's like, it not only is it causing division in the church, but it's holding women down to not reach their full potential. And if they're held down, then, I mean, you're missing out on a great part of the body of Christ, because like you said, you know, we are the mothers, we are the helpers, we are the ones that really carry out the vision. Yes, the man is the head, of course. We all know that the man is the head. You know, at home, my husband is the head of my household. I don't do or move unless he says that it's okay, you know? But at the same time, I have an opinion. I'm equally important. I am not less than my husband. I am not less than, you know, his leading. I'm right there. He's the king and I'm the queen. You know, and I praise God to have a husband who understands that, because if I didn't, I would be insecure. I would feel depressed. I would feel fearful. Mm-hmm. And I would never reach my full potential in Christ. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to have a sickly church that operates in that way, then keep putting the women, you know, in the shadows. But if you want to have a thriving church that is reaching their full potential, that is reaching the world for God, and that is carrying out the vision of the man of God, then empower your woman, feed your woman, help them reach their full potential. Give them the platform, because I promise you, they're going to blow it out the water.
Amen.
Good one. It's good.
Amen. And I just have one last question, just to kind of throw things off on this subject. Well, as I was mentioning earlier before the broadcast, you know, our church started in the living room of our house. And right now, we are at a rec center. And I still got to talk to my staff, but how would you feel if I were to invite you to come share the word with us? Just to throw things off a little bit, you know, just to kind of pick at those people that they don't think that women should share the word.
I would be honored. It would be my complete honor. If there's one thing that I love more than anything, even more, Faith with Flavor is my baby. If you guys have ever seen a Faith with Flavor show, you know how much that show means to me. It means a lot.
Yeah.
But even more than my show is being able to minister the word of God. Because, like I said earlier, it's not me, it's God. And I really, you know, I consecrate myself. I pray, I fast. Like, I don't want it to be me. I want it to be all Him. So it's like, whenever anybody asks me, I don't care if it's a church of 2 people, I will be there. And I will be ready with the word that the Lord has given me. So thank you. I'm honored.
Amen. That's well, we'll look forward awesome. To see you then.
Awesome. I love how poised you are. You know, mm-hmm. You're so poised. I know there's some, you can see that kind of emotion going on there. But even through that emotion that's coming up right now, you're still like, you are poised, and that's what a true queen is.
Amen. You know? Thank you, Lord. It's been a lot of prayer, because my confidence is not my own. It just comes from the Lord, you know. Yeah. And the more that I find myself in my prayer closet and just really seeking out what His word says about me, I'm at so much peace. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. It is real. Like, I don't know how people that don't have the Lord, I don't know how they walk through this life. Because you get hit with so many things, Christian or not. Life is hard, right? But with God, I have this unexplainable peace. I have the joy of the Lord that is my strength. I have love. I have unconditional love that comes from Him. No matter what I do wrong, like, He still loves me and backs me up 100%.
Yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And I want to say to you guys that are here, and, you know, Pastor Eric, Juanita, and Esme, and Bree, and, you know, you guys, all of this is not a coincidence that, you know, that we're here together and that we get to, you know, be in this room and share like this. You know, I'm like over the moon blessed. Like, I'm so blessed right now.
Oh, praise God. Thank
so,
you, Lord.
You know, I think that of course God is in this, but I know that there's something bigger that will take place in the future, especially for you, Donna, because this is not the end. This God is on the move in your life. You know, and this is just a learning ground.
Amen.
For you right now. But we love the eyelashes, right?
Yes.
I know Esme loves eyelashes.
Praise God, thank you.
Yeah. So with that, you know, we're gonna come to a close, but I want you to kind of think. It's kind of something that I usually ask my company when they come to sit on the show. What would be the last thing that you would want to say before we close? What would you want to end with?
The Word of God. It will never return void. I would like to share, you know, I want you guys to remember that dream, because it's not, I feel like God gave me that dream, but it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was for me, but it was for everybody else as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and if you're a man, then just put king in there, mm-hmm, instead of queen. You know, I mean, He's the King of Kings, right? But
yeah,
you're royalty just as much, because, you know, especially like in a husband and wife situation, if there's a queen in the household and you're married to the queen, then what does that make you? A king, right?
We're vice versa.
We're
joint heirs with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We are a royal priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want to, can I get my phone for a second? Because I don't want to misquote it. Thank you so much. And when, you know, God confirms things in His Word, right? So after I had that dream, He confirmed the dream with this beautiful, beautiful scripture that I found in the book of Esther. And I just want to find it, because I don't like to misquote anything from the Word. So I just want to read it to you guys. And it's found in Esther 2:17. And Esther, I relate so much to that girl. Oh my gosh, it's like she's my soul sister. We're like this in the spirit, you know. Esther 2:17 says, "And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti." And that is the scripture that Queen Identity was founded on, because He showed me my dream in a scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
He put this royal crown upon my head and He called me queen. And He said, I have favor and grace in His sight. And that's why I was able to come out of that dream with so much confidence, so much boldness, so much courage that I've never had.
Yeah.
And it's for you too. You watching, you here.
Yeah.
It's for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With that said, we are going to peace out.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for watching.